Midland has released its draft budget for the upcoming year. The annual draft budget is one of the most important tools for shaping our town's future, Mayor Bill Gordon said. According to a release, the proposed budget provides a balanced approach that supports the best value of services delivered to residents and businesses, as well as ensuring financial responsibility and promoting sustainable growth. Added Gordon. Council is committed to carefully reviewing this comprehensive document, which includes the preliminary recommendations prepared by staff. Residents are encouraged to get involved by learning more about the draft budget, sharing their feedback, asking questions and attending the draft budget public meeting slated for January 15. The 2025 budget will be finalized later that month. Highlights of the draft 2025 budget include water and wastewater servicing. With an investment of over $30 million from the province's Housing Enabling Water System Fund, the town will complete significant upgrades to our water and wastewater systems, supporting Midland's continued growth. County Road 93, Secondary Plan Expansion. This $30 million infrastructure grant has attracted significant development interest, according to the town. This project will establish a land use policy framework in the form of a secondary plan that will unlock land for development. Existing infrastructure revitalization. Investing in the continued renewal and reconstruction of existing infrastructure is vital to the sustainability of the community. Road resurfacing project on Angela Schmidt Foster Road, as well as major road reconstruction work on Young and Ellen Street. Harbor and Pete Patterson Park Boat Launch Dock Replacement. New docks will improve access and enhance safety for residents and visitors who use these services, the town noted. The town's base budget increase is 5.68%, including the requests from agencies, boards, and commissions. The town says this increase allows it to maintain service levels, address OPP costs, and invest in critical infrastructure. This positions the community for future growth, ensuring current and future residents continue to enjoy Midland's high quality of services, the municipality noted. With Council's strategic priorities in mind, Council and staff have put forward several new investment and service recommendations for Council's careful consideration during budget deliberations. These requests equate to another 0.75%. If all service recommendations are adopted, the town rate of 6.43% is expected to blend down to a rate of 5.32% when the impact of the county and boards of education are considered. That works out to $7.30 per month per $100,000 of residential property assessment. The budget features a 2% increase in the water rate, with the increase designed to support critical infrastructure necessary to deliver clean, safe drinking water. There's also a 4% increase in the wastewater rate to support critical infrastructure necessary to effectively treat wastewater before it is discharged in Georgian Bay. Over the budget review period, comments or questions can be emailed to budget@midland.ca. Following the budget review, public question and answer period, along with the public meeting, council and staff budget deliberations and approvals, along with presentations by agencies, boards, and commission presentations, will occur from January 28 to 30. To view the draft budget, click here.